Hey, good morning. This is one from yesterday, which was the 23rd. Patient's name, of course, is Calvin, C-A-L-V-I-N, Lee, L-E-E. Last name, Benjamin, B-E-N-J-A-M-I-N, 214, 47, 78-year-old gentleman, originally from Houston, used to work in salt mines, history of heavy smoking, no drinking alcohol, period. Patient has a history of dementia in the past month, history of Alzheimer's dementia that was diagnosed a few years ago. His cousin tells me in the past month he's become much more confused, much more belligerent. He has not responded to Namendan Aricept that he's been on for some time, period. He has agitation at night, sundowner syndrome. Of course, his has a history of bowel and bladder dysfunction. I mean, bowel and bladder incontinent, as well as total ADL dependency. Lives with his family at this time, period. Any paragraph. He, of course, is not able to smoke or drink alcohol any longer because of his attitude, because of his behavioral issues, and the fact that he's only oriented to a person and only at times, period. Any paragraph. He doesn't have any children. He's single. He did quit smoking finally years ago, period. That's under social allergy, none under drug allergy. Hospitalization, he had a recent hospitalization earlier this year where he had a large scrotal mass removed, proved to be malignant with liposarcoma. Enough of the radiation and chemotherapy was given, nor was he interested at the time. Family history, dad died of cancer, mom died of heart disease and congestive heart failure, period. Immunization is up to date, period. Patient had medications, includes Namenda, 10 milligram a day, Aricept, 10 milligram a day. Then Crestor, 40 milligram a day, Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day, vitamin D, 500 milligram a day, vitamin C, 500 milligram a day, Glipizide, 5 milligram a day, Norvasc, 10 milligram a day, Flomax, 0.4 milligram a day, Lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20, 25 milligram a day, period. Patient's care was discussed with Mr. Ray at the time of visit as well, period. On exam, his vitals are as follow. /157/89, 99%, 81 heart rates. Hospitalization records reviewed indicates he had a LV function of 60%. He had issues with Alzheimer's, dementia, and sundowner syndrome at work with, at the hospital with anxiety and agitation. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to the disease, skin shows no ash around because of the lesion. 1 second for assessment. Assessment, here we have a 78-year-old gentleman, Mr. Lee, with history of Alzheimer's dementia worsening in the past month with increased confusion, sundowner syndrome, now total ADL dependency, difficulty walking, weight loss, not eating, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and bowel and bladder, total bowel and bladder incontinent. He also suffers from diabetes, hypertension, VTH, coronary artery disease, period. Had a recent hospitalization with a liposarcoma of his testicles that was removed which is contributing to his disability and change in his mental status and confusion post-anesthesia as well. His blood sugars are stable. He still has issues with BPH, and the blood pressure is controlled with the current medication. Overall prognosis remains poor. The family and patient have decided no more hospitalization, no more transfer back and forth, and or treatment for the liposarcoma, even if any was offered in the future. They want patient to be kept comfortable at this time. Thank you.